Hey, know-it-all. Are you smarter than Andy Summers? Prove it.
Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. It is time for Are You Smarter Than Andy from Belmar, New Jersey. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
Hey, Jamie. So it's you, me, and producer Donnie in the studio. Andy is out wandering about. Got five questions coming your way. Once you're done answering them, we'll bring Andy back in, ask her the same five. You do have to get more right to be smarter than Andy. Jamie, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Question one. This British actor has starred in the Lord of the Rings and Pirates of the Caribbean film series, and he's engaged to singer Katy Perry. Who is he?
Oh, Orlando Bloom.
Question two. If someone was born the last week of January, what would their astrological sign be?
Capricorn.
Question three. New episodes of Biggest Loser air on what network?
USA Network.
Question four. This is multiple choice. Which state has the most ski resorts? Is it New York, Colorado, or Pennsylvania?
Colorado.
And question five, also multiple choice. The 2013 album It Goes Like This was the debut studio album for who? Was it
Thomas Rhett?
Oh, my God. Wow, you don't even need the multiple choice. You're good, Jamie. All right, producer Donnie is headed to the door to bring Andy in. Andy, say hello to Miss Jamie.
Hello, Miss Jamie.
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
Good.
Did you do well?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Confidence.
This is exciting. Exciting for everybody but Andy.
All right. Question
one.
Okay.
This British actor has starred in The Lord of the Rings and the Pirates of the Caribbean film series, and he's engaged to singer Katy Perry. Who is he?
I know this, and I never remember names, but it's a city or something. Orlando Bloom. Orlando Bloom?
Orlando yes! Bloom, yes. It's a city or something. That is right.
I knew it wasn't New York Bloom.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, it's
Philadelphia.
That's
Bloom.
The uncle he doesn't like to talk
right.
about. Jamie also knew that, so we're 1-1. Question two. If someone was born the last week of January, what would their astrological sign be?
Aquarius.
Wow, yes, Aquarius is right. How'd you know that? Are you an Aquarius?
I'm an Aquarius, and my birthday's in early February.
I thought
and
your
Tori's
birthday
Aquarius.
Was a month ago.
Stop it. February anyway, 7th is coming up next
Jamie
Friday.
Gave us Capricorn, so you're up one.
Yes.
Question three. Huh. New episodes of Biggest Loser air on what network?
New episodes?
Yes, new episodes.
Oh.
It's
the
back.
Biggest Loser. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Is it, is it, like TNT? Oh!
Jamie knew it was USA.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, the USA Network. We are tied at two. Headed to question four, multiple choice.
Oh, my gosh.
Which state has the most ski resorts? Is it New York, Colorado, or Pennsylvania?
Oh, this is probably a trick question because I feel like there would be a lot in Colorado, or maybe there's only a couple and they're just huge. And New York. It doesn't matter how I got there. I think that the answer is New York.
Pennsylvania has 26. Colorado has 31.
Oh.
New York has 51.
Oh,
so, yes, it
God.
Is New York.
Thank God.
Jamie's guess was Colorado.
Yes!
You're up one to question five, which originally was multiple choice, but Jamie didn't need the multiple choice, so I think we're going to do without the multiple choice.
What?
The 2013 album It Goes Like This was the debut studio album for who? Jamie knew without the multiple choice, so I didn't even have to give her the options.
That's not fair.
Well, sure it is.
No, it's not.
What do you think?
You know that I don't know things. You're being unfair.
Producer Downey, should we give her multiple choice?
It goes
I think
like
you'll
this.
Give it away.
Okay, so Donnie's with me. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think
sorry, Andy. You're on your own. Jamie.
How fast,
yeah,
Jamie
I mean,
is.
Jamie knew it, so I mean.
But I know that song, and I don't remember who sings it.
Andy, can we get an answer, please?
I think it's
I don't know.
Opium
is it like Dustin Lynch?
It is Thomas Rhett.
Oh, of course.
Thomas Rhett. So, final score.
Jeez.
Andy 3, Jamie 3. So, unfortunately, Jamie, I wish you could see Andy, though. Andy kind of looks like she lost.
I feel like I lost.
Exhausted.
Was Dustin Lynch even one of the thingies?
No, Cole Swindell, Dirk Bentley, or Thomas Rhett were my choices. Jamie knew Thomas Rhett like
All right, that. You already mentioned that, Dave.
And by the way, first of all, Jamie, I'm sorry, there is something. Could you please say to Andy?
Thank you.
I'm Jamie from Belmore, and I'm not smarter than Andy.
Well, you said it with such, like, excitement. Yeah. Like, you're happy. Thank you, Jamie.
Because I wanted to say, if it's okay, since Jamie knew Thomas Rhett so quickly, she's got to win these tickets to the show. We got to send you to go see Thomas Rhett.
But, yeah, we should probably send her to see Thomas Rhett.
Congrats, Jamie. You're going to the show.
Thank you. Love you guys. Love your show.
The Andy Summers Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.